Hello, hello, beautiful people. I am so excited to be with you today. Today, we're talking about something super fun, super badass, if I could say so myself, and super actionable. I'm going to be taking you back to several years ago to share with you exactly how I went from making about $20,000 a month to making over $100,000 a month. And I did this in less than a year. So I'm going to be taking you back to 2018 when all this went down. Now, I first want to preface by saying, how did I hit the 250K mark? I'm just going to kind of go over this briefly because I really want to talk about the millionaire mark today. But I want to let you know that I was able in 2016 to 2017, I was able to launch my very first online course. And then I launched the Influencer Podcast, which obviously was a great way for more people to get to know about me and hear about my expertise and the strategies that I had to share. And because of that, my course sales started to soar. So this was back in 2017. Now, by the end of that year, between course sales, brand deals, and my podcast becoming one of the top five marketing podcasts in the world, I got to the place where I was making $250,000. So that in and of itself was amazing because before that, I went from like 60K to 250K. But what I want to be talking about today is how to get beyond that. So we're going to be breaking down some of the mindset shifts that had to happen, the new habits that were formed, and the new strategies that had to take place. So if you're ready to walk through this with me, let's get started. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Okay, so now we are back to 2018. And at this time, I was really excited because I had hit 250K. I'm sorry, this is 2017. I had finally hit 250K. But hitting the 250K mark made it painfully clear to me that while I may be able to side hustle my way to the mid six figures on my own, there was no way that I was going to surpass that number alone. Now, one thing that held me back was that I was wrestling with some serious earning potential doubt. I had this belief that sounded like this. Other people can make millions a year, but me? You see, up until that point, I firmly believed that money was a language that I didn't speak because growing up in a working class family, it was a culture and a frame of mind that I'd never been exposed to. But the minute that I understood that making $1 million in a year was possible, it became my laser-focused mission. In fact, I remember the day that I set my sights on the million-dollar goal. It was 2017. I was sitting at my kitchen table, which also doubled as my office, multitasking, when suddenly one of my favorite online coaches at the time, her name was Melissa, she notified her followers that she had made $1 million in less than 12 months. A year, people. I didn't even know that that was possible. And the wild part was that she had made the announcement not as something lofty, as if she'd won the lottery or had found the cure for cancer. She talked about making money as though it was as commonplace and doable as learning to swim or ride a bike. All you had to do was put what you learned into motion. And so I kind of just started to watch her. And I noticed how that following year, she launched another course, she scaled her services, and guess what? She more than doubled her revenue from the previous year. But again, it wasn't magic. She mapped out a sound plan and she followed it. And it was at that moment that I began to see everything around money differently. And as a result, my habits changed and my actions changed. I told myself, okay, Julie, you don't have to be fluent in money before you start, but in order to make $1 million, you need to prepare to do that. Like I needed to prepare to become a millionaire. But then I wondered, What does a millionaire focus on? What are their daily goals? What network of people do they make sure to know? How do they map out their milestones? I needed the answers to those questions because that's who I wanted to become. So then what I did was, it was like ding, ding, ding. It occurred to me that Melissa had been hugely successful in scaling her business. So I was like, why not work with her? So I invested in me and I signed up for her five-figure mastermind, which was, at the time, it was the most money I had ever invested in myself ever. It was $25,000. I literally did not tell my husband. I was like, I was on a payment plan. Like, I was freaking out. But I knew, again, that I had been able to white knuckle and side hustle my way to 250K. I wasn't going to be able to get to a million on, I was going to like burn out. There was just no way. And I decided to invest in the mastermind in hopes that she would not only show me how to work smarter, but to also think bigger. And that bet paid off, because that's exactly what happened. Now, I want to just break down quickly for you, if you don't know, what a mastermind is. In essence, a mastermind is a mentorship group where growth-minded individuals come together to discuss challenges and successes, to receive high-quality coaching, and to make next-level decisions, all of which, when followed, will help you overcome your own limitations and achieve your big money goals. So that's what was happening inside the container. But beyond the strategic, one of the most valuable takeaways I got from the mastermind was this new belief. Successful people work on becoming the person that they need to be in the future so that they can get the results that they want today. And I want you to notice that the structure of that sentence, it's not flipped. It's not about getting results first to then build your confidence and then you suddenly have a $1 million mindset. That kind of thinking, which is how I used to think, it lacked so much imagination and it kept me stuck. It's about implementing a millionaire mindset first. So when the day arrives, you're actually going to be ready to meet it. And I think what I started to realize when I was hanging out at that mid six figures and I couldn't get past that is that I think that even before I decided to like invest in me and get in the mastermind, I think that that millionaire day had probably arrived a lot, but I was not ready to meet it yet. And so it wasn't happening. And that's something that I really learned too about. There's two massive differences between making six figures and making seven figures. You can hustle your way to the six figure mark. You cannot hustle your way to the seven figure mark. You will burn out. It takes a different type of belief system, habit, support system, strategy, frame of reference, frame of work, everything. And so when that really started to click for me is when I had shifts. And it really boiled down to this: be, do, have versus have, do, be. First, you have to become the person who believes that they can make $1 million. Because the money doesn't make you, you make the money. And so that's what I did. I studied and I worked with other successful entrepreneurs. I didn't copy their brand. I didn't copy their work. I didn't take somebody's course and then like copy it and try to make my own thing. No, I copied how they thought by signing up for their coaching and modeling and implementing how they achieve their goals. And all of it combined helped me create the foundation of the millionaire woman that I wanted to be. The other thing was that I started to make it a point to really envision, like create a vision, really envision what my future millionaire self would be like. And every day I noted the beliefs, the habits, and the actions. And I started to act upon them that day. Like, I did not wait to be ready. Then I started to improve the quality of my beliefs and I started to integrate what I was learning. And you know what I discovered through that?
My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show.
You hone the millionaire mindset every single day. And then guess what? Once you make a million, you're going to want to make a multi-million. And then you're going to want to hone the multi-millionaire mindset every single day. Like there's always a next level. So my takeaway from this was twofold. If your goal is to grow faster and grow farther than you could ever imagine, then you have to commit to creating the habits and the behavior of the type of leader that you want to be. This is going to prepare you as it did me and as it's prepared so many others to be ready for the day when your first million rolls in. The second one, you have to create an inner circle of trusted mentors and engross yourself in their work. Select seasoned coaches who have a proven track record of success, ones that I believe offer coaching and have a community. That way you can bounce ideas off and learn from not only the coach, but the other members as well. Community form, I think, is really important. By building that team of support while continuing to upgrade your habits and beliefs, I promise you that you will kick your own transformation into overdrive and you will go from the 6K to the 7K mark lightning fast. That's exactly how I did it. So by this point, it's 2018. I finished the mastermind. I began integrating the tools. Some tools that I integrated at the time, it was sales automation, which I used to extend the reach of my courses so I could literally make money while I slept, which I did. So automation was big for me. Some sales automation, some email automations. So that also combined with the success of the influencer podcast. So that's a form of marketing and messaging and reach and becoming more visible. And I was doing other things at the time. I had some brand deals. I was starting to coach clients. I reached my dream goal. Within 9 months, I had made $1 million. By the end of the year, I had made 1.3. So that alone just goes to show you how powerful it can be if you choose to show up and create those shifts. And I want to talk about something that happened during that year. I want to get specific with you. And it involves branding. And I think that this is a common challenge that people can have. If you've been working at any point, right? If you've been working on creating a memorable brand at this point, you probably understand that it's so much more than just like a beautiful website and like great social media presence. I think when it's well done, a brand should create a specific feeling, one that really resonates with your dream clients as they get to know you and your work. And so that's what I started focusing on. Because when I was first starting out, I had to really ask myself that question, like, how do I go about creating an intentional feeling and an experience and one that feels unique to me? Because back then, my brand was anything but intentional. I basically just tossed up a bunch of pretty pictures that I thought other people wanted to see. And the vibe that I was giving off was just very like, pick me, like my stuff, like to know me, like me, pick me. And no one wants that. However, what I started to be intentional about during this year, during this 2017 to 2018 year, was figuring out how I could create a connective experience with my content. One where my dream clients and customers, they would start to get to know me and they would start to want to check in more frequently to see what I was up to. So by intentionally creating a connective experience, you'll also begin to attract and retain your dream people. And once you get clear on the type of client, obviously, that you want to attract, what's going to happen is that you and your brand, you start to get on the same frequency as your dream client. Because branding, like photography, videography, content, words, branding is a feeling that speaks to us on a subconscious level. And so I knew that I had to tap into that. So I started to create a really connective experience around my content, my messages, and just my overall brand strategy. And by making it feel really connective and personal, people started to be like, oh my gosh, her brand feels intentional. It feels valuable. It feels relatable. It feels real. And even when I didn't have, you know, that many clients, like I was starting to grow my coaching business, I was still really attentive and intentional with creating this experience. And at the time, it's not like my social media graphics were the best that they've ever been or that my website was extraordinary. My processes were far from perfect, but none of that mattered because I concentrated on creating a connective experience specifically with things like coaching, quality podcast episodes, making sure that the social media posts that I posted were really valuable. They were value-driven. I would also host really informative and value-driven masterclasses and webinars. So my audience started to get to know me through my content. And at the same time, I was inside this mastermind, like really doing a lot of the inner work that I needed to do and really learning how to work at a bigger and higher level. And so it was like this unspoken trust began to build between me and my public community. And then eventually they started investing in and learning and coaching with me because I was also an energetic match to serve them at a higher level. And so I think that that is really important to note. And there was also a benefit to this that I hadn't all expected either. People that were following my work, they started to share. They would tag me in posts. Clients of mine would tag me. People that were listening to my podcast would tag me. And then their followers would see that and they would get curious. And they would be like, who is this person? You know? And so then they would start to follow. And so it was this ripple effect that came to play because I dared to care. I dared to be intentional. I dared to invest in myself. And I think where people get tripped up, especially when it's like, I'm at six figures and I want to get to seven figures, they busy themselves trying to learn the next quick fix or gimmicky growth strategy. But the reality is that the simple act of creating that connective experience and being so intentional with what you're putting out there And that simple act of finally just saying, I'm sick and tired of my own BS and I'm finally going to go and invest in my business and like step into this next version of myself, it will make you stand out from the crowd. When people actually find out how good you are at your profession and that you care, like the result, it's like astonishing. And so I think that that really caring about the experience that you're creating, it has to be at the core of your business. And what was also interesting to this, and just something else that I wasn't really prepared for, is that it also helps you build the demand. Because what started to happen is that requests to connect with me started pouring in. People wanted me to be on their podcast. They wanted to promote my work. They wanted me to, like, you know, be in their magazines. They started to be invested in my work because they felt invested. They were proud to share my content and they felt invested in seeing it grow, which made them want to work with me even more. And so as my business started to flourish, I could see that there was still a lot of room for growth. And I started to notice that many of the people who had taken my courses were now looking for more pearls of wisdom. And that's when it became clear to me that there was an opportunity for me to create a mastermind, just as my coach Melissa had provided for me. And I am living proof of the power of a mastermind. Without it, I would have never been able to achieve not only my million-dollar goal, but my multi-million-dollar goal. And it's why, I mean, I literally dedicated an entire chapter to masterminds in my book, Get What You Want. It's chapter 10, because I so profoundly believe in this. And so in 2019, I created the first iteration of my mastermind. And then that's evolved over time. And now I have two masterminds. The first one is Lux, which is designed to position you as a leader in your industry. And it focuses on scaling your business to hit your dream money goals. Inside Lux, we cover things like growth, scaling, personal branding, sales, really laying like that high level, strong foundation for you to go from multi-six to seven figures. And then for an even greater emphasis on branding and building authority, there's Visibility Experience. And that's where you get everything in Lux, plus we work really hands-on and really intimately on bigger goals. And so in Visibility Experience, it's my highest level mastermind. I'm really hands-on with the women in that. And we go into deeper things like getting paid to speak on stages, landing media coverage for your work, getting book deals, you know, making sure that you're launching like a podcast tour for yourself, all of this stuff to really move your visibility and business to the next level. Now, the reason I have two levels is because in order to get a book deal and to get a podcast tour and to do those bigger things, you have to have a strong foundation first. And that's why Lux is there. It's to build those pieces. And then we take it to the next level in the Visibility Experience. And so it's perfect for you if you are ready to scale your business and become more visible. And then it doesn't matter where you're starting from. Like, as long as you're ready to do that, these two levels, based off of what your needs are, will be the perfect fit for you. Now, obviously, a mastermind is a high-level experience. It is not for someone who is literally starting from scratch, starting from zero. They have no money to invest in their business. If that is you, that's totally fine. There's a ton of other opportunities for you to invest and grow in your business. But if you're someone who's around that 250K a year mark, or you're making, you know, 10 to 20K a month, and you're wanting to hit 50, 60, 70, 100K plus months, like, a mastermind is where you need to be. And so if some of you are thinking like, is it right for me? Am I ready? How do I know which one to join? I think the best piece of feedback that I can give you is that masterminds taught me one of the best business lessons, and that is that growth is an investment. It's not an expense. These mastermind groups, they introduce you to, or at least mine, I can't speak for others, but my mastermind group, it introduces you to highly networked, growth-minded people who will stretch your way of thinking and inspire your own personal greatness. You're also going to get quality feedback, you know, coaching from me, quality feedback from the trusted community, as well as the support that you need to take your career to the next level. And through these new relationships, you're going to have access to connections that you never have had, you never would have had otherwise. And so that is just, that is the biggest takeaway that I can give. And that's really how I did it. It was just, it was as simple as that. Like I built it over time. And I think that once that you can tap into that, and if you haven't listened to last week's podcast episode where I give the overview about the habits and beliefs, go back and listen to that, because that's going to lay some groundwork for this one. But it's really about getting clear on that why, creating those intentional connections, investing in yourself to just have that higher level of energy and impact. And if you do that, I promise you, you can't lose. Like it's impossible. It will work out for you. And I really do believe that and know that to be true without a shadow of a doubt. And I've seen it happen in my own life and business, and I've seen it happen in the businesses and lives of so many others. And that is the way that I've done it. And so I hope that this gives you some clarity, some direction, inspiration, whatever it needs to be for you just to start taking action to make it happen. And so even if you're just curious, like I just kind of shared a little bit, like the two different ways that I break this down. I have these two levels based on your needs, and you can join now. So the link is in the show notes. If you're just curious, I encourage you to apply. Now, again, this is not for people who are just starting out or starting from zero. If you are starting from zero, that's totally fine. My vault would be the perfect place for you. This is where you get access to all of my curriculum. So if you want to join the vault, that's also in the show notes. But if you have laid the foundation and you're ready for that next level, a mastermind is the place to be. And it's going to be your job to find who is the right container holder for you. Like, who do you want to learn from? Whose business do you want to model? Like, what methods do you want to learn? What's important to you? And that will help you find who is the right and perfect mastermind coach for you. All right, everybody. I hope this was of service to you. I would love to know your feedback. If anything about today resonated with you, I would love if you would screenshot today's episode, tag me, let me know how you're feeling, and I will make sure to repost. All right. As always, thank you so much for being here. I will see you next week. Same time, same place. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff. When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.